Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. As well, enter the coupon code HOLPCAST at checkout to save 20% off your order of $100 or more. Pro Circuit, we race.
Hey, Mitch Payton, here we are, Dallas Supercross. Trying to wonder what city we're in. Some good, some bad for your team?
I don't want to talk.
Well, now you don't want to talk.
Well, I wanted to hold the mic. Can I hold the mic? All right, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Right. What do you want to know?
How was the night?
Actually, kind of up and down a little bit. Great starts. Guys, you know, they rode good. Needed to work a little bit more on corners, I think, a little bit. But in the main, Darren got the whole shot, and Blake actually was up there too. And then in that rhythm section, I think Roxon kind of moved over a little bit, and he caught his front end, and he shot off the track and was down immediately and stuck on a tough block, bent the front end up, had to come in, straightened it out, and finished and got 15th. So that would have been, you know, nice if he was up there. And was really happy with Darren tonight. I think he rode a really good race. You hold it.
Okay. And looks like Tickle was all right. He was the only guy to hit that tough block that was kicked out there, and that sort of put him back.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, I was watching. As soon as it kicked out, I'm like, all right, there's 20 guys. Are they all going to miss it? No, not all of them.
That would be my guy.
That's my guy.
I just talked to Durham. I said, are we nervous a little bit? He said, I was. First round Pro Circuit, never let a main event. Did you give him any words? Like, did you ever try to talk to him or give him any advice out there?
No, we had talked earlier in the night, and I was kind of mad, you know, after the heat race a little bit. So I let him have it and just told him that, you know, if he wasn't going to do better than that, it'd probably be his last ride. I'm just kidding.
Wow. No. The old Mitch is back.
No. Actually, we just watched video a little bit, and, you know, just what we said. I think he needed to still work on his corners a little bit and pay attention. And I was really happy with how he rode, and I'm sure he was a little nervous. He said he even was not breathing and stuff like that. So I think... like anybody, you know, like believing in yourself is going to help. So I think believing he belongs up there is going to maybe make him better for the rest of the series. And I think he'll do better.
And then Blake, conflicting reports on Blake Baggett earlier. Mechanic Sean Irwin said that Blake's stomach was a little upset. Blake himself told Wygant that he might have had a practice crash that affected him all day. But he was a little off all day.
No, it's just he's been sick all week, actually. Mm-hmm. So that was... probably, I think the biggest thing is like he hasn't been able to keep any food down, and it'll come out either end. So, you know, he wasn't feeling so hot today, and we needed to get through today and then look forward to next week. And then obviously with the crash, it made that even worse. So like our goal is, you know, like it's not over. It's we got 8 races left, and that's a lot of points.
Yeah. And as far as Brock goes, number one thing you think he needs to put him do better.
Believe in himself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Not worry about who's around him, and then look forward and race his race, and don't worry about everybody else. You know, like he needs to put his head down and just throw down, and like not worry about anybody around him.
Yeah. A little intimidated, maybe.
You know, I don't know. It's a combination of little things, you know, but it's a big step for him. And. And, you know, we got to do better at it. That's for sure.
Hey, one last thing. Thank you for sponsoring these. These are the Pro Circuit Pulpcasts every week, and they're brought to you by Pro Circuit.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing I'd like to mention is I'd like to thank Pro Circuit, and I'd like you to thank Pro Circuit. And then I'd like everyone, all of your fans and followers, mm-hmm. I want them to thank Pro Circuit or just love Pro Circuit, call Pro Circuit, buy Pro Circuit, or something to do with Pro Circuit. Okay. But don't be mad at Pro Circuit.
Yeah, everything but the bad.
Only the positive.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, thanks.